Shalom uvracha to all. Welcome back to our OU Al Parsha learning, Parshas Vayishlach. So in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu is finally coming back from 20 years working for his father-in-law Lavan. He has acquired his two wives, his two handmaids. He has Leah, the first wife, Rachel, Zilpah, Bilhah. He has many children besides Reb Binyamin who will still be born. And he is heading back to Eretz Canaan. He anticipates an attack by his brother Yaakov. He is very worried for this attack. He divides his families to two. He sends gift and he prays to Hashem to save him. And at the end of course, we all know the end of the story. We're here. We're the Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yaakov. Of course, Yaakov is victorious. Esav does not attack him. I want to focus, however, on the very end of Perek Lamed Beis. At the very end of Perek Lamed Beis, we are told that Yaakov is engaged in an all-night battle with the angel, the Sar Shel Esav. And what happens is, after he crosses his family over the river Yabok, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado. Yaakov is left all alone. Vayavek Ish Imar Al Soshachar. And a man wrestles with him, Avak, they kick up dust to the Kisei HaKavod, so to speak, until the morning sun dawns. And the angel sees he cannot overcome. And Chazal tells us that this angel is named Samech Mem Aleph Lamed. He is the superpower of Esav HaRasha. He's the Malach HaMavis, the Satan, and the Yetzer Hara, all wrapped in one. And the angel sees he cannot overcome. Vayiga bekaf yerecho. And he strikes at the ball, the socket of his thigh bone. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov beheavka imon. And this is, of course, why we cannot eat the Gid Hamesha. And Yaakov's thigh bone was dislocated from the struggle. Vayomer shacheni ki ala shachar. And the angel says, send me because the sun has risen. And Yaakov says, lo ashalech hakim berechtani. I will not send you to you, give me a blessing. Vayomer lav mashamecha, what's your name? And he says, Yaakov. And the angel says, your name will not be said Yaakov anymore. Ki im Yisrael. You will now be called Yisrael. Ki you have striven, you have quarreled, you have wrestled with God and with man, and you have overcome. And Yaakov says, okay, I told you my name, what's your name? And he says, why do you want to know my name? And he blessed him there. And Yaakov calls that name Piniel, ki ra'isi Elokim Panama, panim Piniel, from Panakel, the face of God. I've seen God face to face, that my soul was saved. And the sun morning rises, and it's shining upon him, like he passes Pinuel, v'hud sola al yirecho, and he is limping upon his thigh. Last pasuk of Perek Lamed Beis Al Kein Lo Yachlu Bnei Yisrael Sagid Hanesha Asher Al Kaf Hayerech Ado Yom Hazeh Tinon Gaga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov Begid Hanesha. Why? So the Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to eat the Gid Hanesha, to be reminded of the fact that during this struggle Yaakov's thigh bone was dislocated. That, like the pasuk says, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, and Yaakov, the ball of the thigh bone joint. I'm not an autonomy person, but it was dislocated from this wrestling. Now, at the end of Yaakov Avinu's life, when he asks Yosef to bury him in Eretz Canaan, the Maral HaMachpelah, and not in Egypt, in Perek Mem Zayin, I'm skipping ahead much, the end of Yaakov Avinu's life now, at the end of Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chof Tes, Vayikru V'Yemei Yisrael Lamus, Ah, and it comes close to dies, the days of Yisrael. Who's Yisrael? Yaakov. When was he renamed? Just now in our Sedra, by the Malach. And he calls his son Yosef Ayomel, and he says to him, if I found favor in your eyes, put your hand under my thigh. Says Rashi, chesed that you do with the mesim is chesed shal emes, because they do not hope. Sheinu mitzapel, tashlum gemul, the dead person's never going to pay back. It's the ultimate chesed. Al nasik bereini mitzrayim, do not bury me in the cursed land of Egypt. Carry me out of here to the Marad HaMachpelah. Bury me with my forefathers there. It is interesting to note that Yaakov specifically says, simna yadcha tachas yurechi, put your hand under my thigh and take an oath. What does Rashi say there? One word, vihishava. Swear to me you will not bury me in Egypt. This is reminiscent of what his grandfather Avram did in Parshas Chayei Sarah, when Avram made the Eved swear that he would find a wife for Yitzchak from Avram's family. Ah, Peruch of Dalid, Psukim Aleph through Beis of Sefer Bereishis, and Avram was old, coming on in years. Hashem blessed Avram with all, and Avram says to his servant, the steward of his home, who rules over everything, Simna Yarcha Tachas Yerechi, the same lashon, put your hand under my thigh. So Rashi says, by Avram Avinu, why did he make the servant swear upon his thigh? Like, that seems to be a weird thing to say. Just raise your hand and say, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God, la havdil, bil, and havdalos. Why did Avram institute this idea of swear by putting your hand upon my thigh? So Rashi says to Bereishis Chaf Daled, Pasuk Beis, Lafisha Hanishba, Tzarech Shiyito Biyado Chefes HaMisva. Chefes shall mitzvah. Someone who takes an oath has to take in his hand a chefetz mitzvah, an object of a mitzvah, like a sefer Torah or like tefillin. And the milah was the first mitzvah given to Avram Avinu in Perek Yud Zayin. Ubala al yedei tzar came to him through great pain, through self-sacrifice. Vaisha chaviv alav. And bris milah was very dear to Avram Avinu. Therefore, unutala. That's why he told the servant, if you're swearing by a chefetz mitzvah, so to speak, put your hand under my thigh. Kaviyachol, take the place of bris milah and make an oath, because this mitzvah is very precious to me. That's why Rashi says that Avram told Eliezer, when you're going to find the shidduch for my son, put your hand by my thigh. The first mitzvah, bris milah, very precious to me. Why? That's by Avram. Why did Yaakov Avinu say to his son Yosef, the exact same lashon as his grandfather, Simna yarcha tachas yurechi? Rashi doesn't darshan. Rashi just says it's a sign of an oath. So our Rav, Rabbi Akiva Willig, a base medrash word, Miran, it's possible I told this to you already, but I'm going to give you a new chiddush. It's possible I told this to you in past years, but I want to add a chiddush that I definitely did not tell you in the past, because I never thought of it in the past. Our Rav, Rabbi Akiva Willig, a base medrash word, Miran, he explained that perhaps Yaakov Avinu was telling his son Yosef, my mitzvah is very precious to me, put your hand by my thigh, not because of bris milah. That wasn't Yaakov's special mitzvah, that was Avram's special mitzvah. What was Yaakov's special mitzvah? The Gid HaNasha, the fight in the river Yabuk, when he refused to give up. What happens in Ar Sedra and Vayishlach, Vayarki lo yachalo? The angel sees Yaakov has such a fighting spirit, spiritually. He refuses to give up. Vayiga bekaf yerecho, he strikes the socket of the thigh bone. Take a kafi yarech Yaakov be'av kaimo. When Yaakov Avinu asked his son Yosef to promise that he will not bury him in Egypt, Rabbi Akiva Willig suggested it is reminiscent, not reminiscent, it calls to mind the mitzvah of the Gid HaNasha. It represents Yaakov's struggles to overcome Esav, Lavan, every enemy that ever stood in his way. Represents a struggle of Knesset Yisrael. And that's why Yaakov said, put your hand under my thigh. So what's the shidduch that I want? What is the chiddush that I want to suggest to you? A few weeks ago, I suggested in one of my shiurim that Avram Avinu, the first mitzvah that Avram Avinu was given, I suggested in Shir, was not really bris milah. That's Perek Yud Zayin. The first mitzvah Avram Avinu was actually given was Lechecha me'artzcha mimoladcha mebeis avicha al artzo sher areka. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Aleph. The first mitzvah in the Torah that we have record of God commanding Abraham is go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be for a blessing. I bless those who bless you. Curse those who curse you. And what does Avram do? Vayei Avram went like God said. Avram left or accustomed to Haran with his father, Haran to Eretz Canaan, like God said. So I suggested in a shiur that the reason Avram perhaps told Eliezer to take the place of bris milah, not lechecha, is because I said, well, was he going to pick up a piece of dirt from the land of Canaan, Eliezer, and make an oath? But the truth is that the first mitzvah that Avram was given was not bris milah. The first mitzvah Avram gave was lechecha. But since it practically could not be held on to, therefore the first gufani mitzvah he was given was bris milah. However, a friend who's been learning with me for many years, Rachi Fried, suggested a little bit differently. And she said to me, Michal, no. The first mitzvah Avram was given was lechecha, walk to the land, physically, with your thighs, with your legs, with your feet, with your knees, with your very self, lechecha. Take your halicha, walk, go. So Rachi Fried suggested that perhaps when Avram says to his trusty servant, put your hand under my thigh, what he's really referring to is the mitzvah Rishon Hashanitztavobo, the first mitzvah he was commanded, which was so chaviva alav. And what was the first mitzvah? Lechecha me'artzcha me'adcha me'beis avicha al'artzo sh'areka. Avram physically picked up, v'yetzu l'lachat artzo kanan, v'yavo artzo kanan. V'yetzu l'lachat, l'haleich, halicha. He walked physically. He used his legs. He used his thighs. He persevered. He left Haran and he arrived in Canaan. So I was thinking to myself, in Parshas Vayishlach, perhaps you could say the same thing about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's thigh bone is socket of the thigh bone is dislocated when he's walking back to Eretz Canaan. Just like Avram, his grandfather, needed to leave behind Chutz La'aretz and physically walk to the land to be Moser Nefesh to acquire Eretz Yisrael, son of Yaakov. He runs away 20 years before from Esav. He has to flee for his life. Bikuach nefesh dochal kol. But now what is he doing? With great mesiras nefesh, in the face of a great enemy, he is physically walking back to acquire Eretz Yisrael. His feet take him one after another to make it back to our holy land, his beloved land, the God land that God said, I promise I'll bring you back here. And maybe that's why at the end of Yaakov Avinu's life, he's coming close to die. He calls his son Yosef. If I found favor in your eyes, Simna Yarcha Tachas Yurechi. Perhaps just like Rachel Fried suggested, the servant had to put his hand on Avram's thigh to recall the mitzvah of Lach Lecha. Physically, his thighs, his legs, his feet, his knees took him to Eretz Kanaan. Maybe you could apply the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. The Gira Nesha. It's not only a mitzvah not to eat the Gira Nesha. It's not only the perseverance of Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael to overcome their enemies. It's a reminder that the Jew will always persevere to walk, to reach, to physically, gufani, and spiritually, ruchani, acquire the land. And maybe that's why Yaakov says, Simna yadcha tachas yarechi, because in precious Vayishlach, he is walking back, using his very self to go take possession of the land. And at the end of his life, that's what he's telling Yosef. Put your hand under my thigh. Remember these legs. Remember this body. Remember this self that was Moser Nefesh to come back to Eretz Canaan. That's one of my lasting messages to you, Yosef, my son, my beloved son. Remind the Bnei Yisrael and Golus. The Golus is starting. The Shibud is starting. Remind the Bnei Yisrael, Tachas Yerechi, the thigh of my grandfather Abraham, the Mitzcha Chaviva of Aliyah La'aretz. My thighs that brought me back to Eretz Canaan, walked me physically here, overcame many enemies to reach the land. I die now in Egypt, but put your hand on my thigh. Remind your children and their children and their children's children. Ein lanu Eretz Acheret. And even if it comes at high cost, with much toil, with many generations, proverbially and physically, walking one foot after another, we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, always come back to our holy land. And that's why he says, V'shachavti imavosai unisasani mimitzrayim. Make sure you take me out of this land. Make sure you complete for me the journey that I started. And that's what the Sar Shel Esav wants to stop. The Sar Shel Esav doesn't want Yaakov to come back to the land. And that's why he strikes the thigh, maybe, to show that I will stop these legs. I will stop this personality from returning to Eretz Canaan. But Yaakov refuses to give up. And even though he's injured in the legs, he ultimately makes it back home, of course. The Yishev Yaakov, Be'eretz Megurei Aviv, Be'eretz Canaan. Be'ezrat Hashem, eventually we too will all make it back home. Be'karov, Be'karov, with B'eskot Tzedek. I wish everybody a wonderful day and a Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.